What's your ideas as how to counter what has emerged as one of the greatest threats to stability in Europe?
Chairman, I think, first of all, we have to confront this threat as it is, be sober-minded about it. We have to do it as an alliance and with our partners. And we have to be, we have to call it out. We have to confront it. There seems to be a reluctance in many of the nations to actually confront it when we see it, publicly take it on. And I think we, as partners, have to form together and begin to do this. As you said, it's prolific, and I believe we've got to confront it in a very direct way.
We countered Russian propaganda during the Cold War with Radio Free Europe and Voice of America. What do you think we need to do there to have our own counter, effective counter message to be sent? And well, I know so that's not exactly in your area of responsibility, but I think it's a kind of warfare.
Sure, it is. It is. They see, the Russians see this as a part of that spectrum of warfare. That's their asymmetric approach. I'll start here. You know, we have information operations that are military, and I have those that are countering malign influence in Europe. But what we really need is we need a whole-of-government approach, a whole-of-government information campaign, of which I'm a small part of that. We need somebody in lead of that. And then we need to finance it and form a governmental strategy. As you said, in the Cold War, we had one. I don't think we're as, there is a start on that. We have what's called the RIG, the Russian Information Group, which is a beginnings of that. But we have to, that has to be reinforced, it has to be financed. They have to have the authorities that they need to lead that forward.
And the lead on that would probably be the State Department, right?
It is. The RIG is co-chaired with UCOM and the State Department's lead. Yes, sir.
So it wouldn't help you any if we slashed the spending for the State Department?
No, sir.